弟兄姐妹，以马内利。
Emmanuel, brothers and sisters.
知道以马内利怎么意思吗？
Do you understand the meaning of Emmanuel?
我觉得圣诞节里面那个好宝贵的信息就是以马内利。
There's a precious message in Christmas that is Emmanuel.
以马内利就是神与我们同在。
Emmanuel means God is with us.
你知道了这个世界上啊，好多时候人家不喜欢我们呢，他就会走。
You know, in this world, when people don't like us, they will turn away from us.
或者说他觉得我们不太可爱的话，太麻烦了，他也会走了。
If they think we are not likable, they will turn away also.
是不是啊？
Isn't that true?
我们今天很难很难呢，找到一些真的很愿意与我们同在的那个人。
Actually, nowadays, actually really find people who like us.
有时候啊，一些父母啊，因为他们彼此不愉快了，他们都会走，彼此分开。
Even for the parents, sometimes because they have differences between them, they actually will go apart.
我真的听到有年轻人觉得很忧愁，觉得很害怕，因为他们的父母要离婚了。
Many young people express their fear to me because their parents are about to get divorced.
所以你明白我讲的话，你就了解神与我们同在，不离开我们，无论我们怎么样都不离开我们，确实是美好的事。
If you can appreciate what I just said, then you will understand it is indeed a good news that God is with us and He will go away from us.
我希望我们圣诞节呢慢慢理解这个意思。
Hopefully, in this Christmas day, we can appreciate this truth.
不过今天我要跟大家讲的题目呢是荣耀的显现与布道的动力。
And however, the message I would like to share with you today is the glorious revelation and motive of preaching.
当我们说神是又真又活的神的时候，
When we say our God is living and true,
他的显现就是理所当然的了。
Then his revelations indeed is natural outcome.
不过呢，他的显现呢是用不同的方式。
And however, he could appear in a different way.
而且每一个显现呢，都有特别的意思的。
And also, his appearing may carry different meaning.
刚才我们所读的圣经呢，
The passage we just read
是讲到神是透过天使来向人显现。
That Our Lord appeared to us through angelic beings
来宣布一个大喜的信息
to declare a great proclamation.
然后假如你留意的话呢，圣经还说主的荣光来照着他们。
If you truly pay attention, you will realize God shine His glorious light upon them.
就是神在用他的光来光照表达他的显现。
And actually, God is using His glorious light to express His appearance.
不过这段神向牧羊人显现的这段圣经呢，与其他的神显现的圣经呢，有一个很不同的地方。
However, there is a uniqueness in the way how God appeared to us through angelic being compared to other incidents.
我们知道他向以色列的先祖亚伯拉罕显现。
We know God has appeared to the ancestor of Israel, that is Abraham.
神拣选他成要建立一个民族来荣耀他。
God has chosen Abraham to establish a nation in order to glorify God.
你记得然后呢，神又向那个雅各亚伯拉罕的儿子雅各来是这个以撒的儿子雅各来显现。
And God also appeared to Jacob.
那怎么显现呢？
And how did God appear to Jacob?
当这个 雅各在旷野的时候，他睡着了。
When Jacob was in the wilderness, he fell asleep.
神就在他梦中让他看见一个天梯。
In his dream, God allowed him to see a ladder all the way to heaven.
然后呢，神在天梯上去下。
And God go up and down through the ladder.
然后呢，雅各醒来的时候就说，哎呀，神在这里，我竟然不知道。
After Jacob awoke, he said to himself, God was truly here, and I didn't know about it.
神向摩西显现。
And God appeared to Moses.
好多次。
So many times.
那其中一次呢?
And once,
他是在火烧不灭的荆棘向摩西显现。
God appeared to Moses through burning bush.
然后吩咐他啊。就是要带领他的百姓，出埃及。
And command him to lead his people out of Egypt.
神向撒母耳显现。
God also appeared to Samuel.
怎么显现
？How did he do it?
主日学最喜欢用这个故事。
Many times Sunday school like to use this particular passage.
因为神像一个小孩子来显现。
Because God actually appeared to a child.
用声音来向他说话。
To speak to him through a voice.
不过呢，将来这个撒母耳呢，其实就成为以色列人的士师，成为他们的领袖。
And later on, Samuel became the judge of the Israelites and became their leader.
上面所讲的都是大人物。
And all the characters I have mentioned before, they are all great people.
有大使命。
They all carry great missions.
重要的工作。
They have great things to do.
但是呢，像牧羊人显现呢，显然是不同。
And however, it is totally different when God appeared to shepherds.
请问牧羊人叫什么名字啊？
May I ask you what are the names of those shepherds?
没有名字。
There's no name.
他牧羊人。
They were just merely shepherds. They are blue-collar laborers. When people are asleep, they need to labor and watch over sheep. God appeared to those who are humble, who are lowly.
而且呢，圣经特别说那个他们所在的地方也是个。无名的有名不是啦、但是是野地这个地方。
And not only that, God appeared to them in the wilderness outside of Bethlehem.
这是一个小城。
This is a little town.
神在那里向他们显现。
And yet God spoke and appeared to them.
所以呢，我觉得这段圣经呢，跟我们每个人都很有关。
And therefore, this passage.We can truly relate with. Isn't that true?
我们在世界上，虽然有我们有名字，但是不一定人家记得我们的名字，知道我们的名字，看重我们的名字。
Even though we all have names, and yet not everyone recognize our name or even care about our names.
我们都是小人物。
We are just common people.
但是神却向他们显现。把那个大喜的信息来托付给他们。
And yet God appeared to them and gave them the great mission for them to carry on.
我觉得这个很宝贵。
I think this is quite amazing.
我就读到这个圣经呢，我就想起了保罗讲的一句话。
When I went through this passage, I was reminded by the word said by Paul.
保罗对那些年轻人说。
And Paul said to young people,
不可叫人小看你年轻。
Don't make people look down on you because of age.
总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
But rather be an example through your deeds and word and action.
所以我们也不要轻看我们。
And let us not look down ourselves either.
也不要让人来轻看。
And do not allow other people to despise us either.
怎么 让人不轻看我们。
And how could we not allow other people to despise us?
要向上爬，爬到好像做总经理，做什么有名的人物，不是这样。
I'm not saying that we should climb up a corporate ladder to be a big shot.
人是看外表的。
Because people do look our appearance.
人是看你的地位。
People do look upon your position.
人的看你所拥有的东西。
And people would like to see what you have possessed.
神不看见。
And yet, this is not what God looks for.
就算我们没有这些，他同样来看重。
Even God, no, we don't have any of this, and yet God truly precious our existence. Why?
很简单。
Simple.
是。因为我们是属他的。
Simply put, because we belong to him.
讲到这里呢，我就想起一个很久以前都听的一个小故事。
Which remind me a story I heard many years ago.
有一个小女孩。
A little young girl.
她有好多玩具。
She had many toys.
但是她特别喜欢她一个洋娃娃。
And yet she, a doll was her favorite.
每天都要这个洋娃娃陪着她睡觉。
And every night the doll need, she needs the doll to go to sleep.
哎呀，那个玩具呢，都玩得好旧了。
And she liked the toy so much, the toy began to worn out.
但是她还是带着。
And yet she always carry her doll around.
人家就问她，你那么多的玩具，你为什么要当她要抱住这个玩具呢？
So people question her, why do you always carry this old toy, and yet you have so many other toys?
你看它都好旧了。
It is so old and dirty.
但是那个小女孩回答的好简单的。
And yet the girl replied in a very simple way, saying,Why?
好简单啊。
It's simple.
这个洋娃娃是属于我的，是我的。
Because this doll is mine. This belongs to me.
我是很希望弟兄姐妹能够在你的信仰里面有这个部分。
I hope you can carry this essence in your belief.
你是属于神。
That we belong to God.
因为是他创造你。
Because God has created you.
你不是那个马骝猴子变的。
You are not being in existence because of coming from a monkey.
你不是好像我们上一代的人说这个石头爆出来的。
Or Chinese saying that you were born out of a rock. No.
我们是按照上帝的形象做的，他爱我们。
We are created according to God's image,
and
He loves us.
乐意把工作、把任务、把大喜的信息来托付给我们。
And he's willing to give us the great commission.
这好宝贵。
This is truly precious.
我也思想到这里的时候了，我有点点要悔改了，应该用这个字。
When I ponder upon this fact,I thought to myself, perhaps I should truly confess and repent.
因为呢，我以前教人那个宣教士这个布道的课程的时候呢。
Because whenever I gave a lesson to those future missionaries.
那我就有一课了，我是教那个布道的策略。
There is one class is about mission strategies.
那布道的策略呢，我就说我们布道了应该要找那些有影响力的人来去向他们布道。
And when I teach the students, I often say we need to first find influential people first to preach gospel to the influential one first.
首先的有策略性的找这些人。
So we need to do this strategically.
啊，你看呢、啊？你假如有一个明星，电影明星信主了，哇，就好多人都跟着信主了。
For instance, if you can influence a movie star to believe in the Lord, and he or she can influence so many others.
啊，你找着一个 一个酋长，一个部族的领袖来信耶稣了，他其他的部落里面的人就信耶稣了。
If you can convince a leader of a tribe and make this person become believer, then he can influence the entire tribe.
你在社会里面呢，你找那些有地位的人啊，那些有钱的人，他们的信主之后呢，他的影响力就会大了。
If you can find those high in social class and make them become a believer, then they can carry a great impact to the society.
一个餐馆老板信耶稣的话呢，他就有权在礼拜天呢，是请的同那个职员呢，礼拜天呢，或者找个时间呢，在餐馆里面开个崇拜了。
If a business owner, restaurant owner became a believer, then this person can allow his employees to have worship in the restaurant.
当然这些都不会错的，都有它的道理在。
Of course, there's nothing wrong with the theory I taught.
但是呢
，However.
幸亏上帝不像我们。
And we are fortunate that God is not like us.
因为上帝拣选那些卑微。
Because God has chosen who are simple and lowly.
我不晓得那些牧羊人有没有口才呢。
I wonder those shepherds, do they speak eloquently or not?
我知道那个广播员很有好口才。
I know those radio DJs, they can truly speak.
但是对着那个羊牧羊的人呢，他们都很少说话的。
And however, those shepherds, they face sheep all the time. Do they know how to speak?
他对着那个羊啊，羊都对着说咩咩。
And the language they speak are all like 咩咩。
好像广东话咩啊咩啊。
Sounds like Cantonese 咩。
所以就跟他讲话就咩啊咩啊，都不明白了。
So there is no other meaning behind the voice.
但是呢，神也把重要的任务托付。
And yet God gave them a great mission.
所以我们不要担心啊，不要怕啊，我们传福音讲得不好，做得不好。
So let us not be afraid that we do not speak eloquently when we want to preach gospel.
有一个经验，几十年的经验，我发觉呢，那些传福音带人信主最有效的那个人啊，不是大学教授。
And all through the decades, I have learned and experienced the one who can outreach the gospel the most are not college professors.
可能好多时候都是那些普普通通的弟兄姐妹。
Oftentimes, I realize they are just common people.
你知道为什么吗
？Do you know why?
那些大学教授要有面子啊。
Because those college professors, they want to save their face.
怕失败啊。
Because they are afraid of failures.
怕被拒绝。
They are afraid of rejections.
那些弟兄姐妹根本没有怕的。
And however, the common people, they are not afraid of anything.
所以呢，有时候。是不一定说要很有学问的人才可以传福音。
And therefore, not those people who are learned can preach gospel only.
有时候我们都觉得了，像那个爷爷啊，那个奶奶啊，传福音啊，最好是他的孙子来传。
And we realize, oftentimes, those people can reach the old age people are their grandchildren.
我们叫孙子兵法。
We think this is the best strategy, using grandchildren.
这个孙子对爷爷说，爷爷，我希望你去教会，跟着我去教会。
The grandchild say to their grandparents, say, Grandpa, I want you to go to church.
哎呀，那个爷爷心都软。
And all of the sudden soft grandpa's heart.
所以有时候很难说的。
So it's very hard to predict, isn't it?
有时候上帝的工作也不是你所能够预料。
And many times we cannot predict how God is going to perform His work.
我好喜欢这段圣经。
And therefore, I truly love this passage.
神不看我们的本身的卑微。
God do not look at our social status.
也不看我们的出处。
And God does not look at our family background.
他也把工作来托付给我。
And yet he gave us his mission.
啊，确实了，我发觉了那个牧羊人呢，经过那个天使的显现， 托付之后呢，他们的表现在那个领人归主这个事情上的表现，在侍奉主的事情的表现是非常好。
And when we see how the shepherd, after seeing the appearance of the angelic beings, they start to have some the expression of their motivation.
他有三个表现特别好。
They express in three ways.
我觉得我们的教会，我们个人呢，能够学会他们的那种表现的话呢
，If we can learn from the shepherds，
我们的教会一定会兴旺。
Our church can grow and prosper。
我们的个人呢，就会结出美好的果。
And many of us can bear beautiful fruits。
我们来看看好吧。
Let us pay attention。
就是经过那个显现。天使的显现之后
So after seeing the appearance of angelic beings,
他领受了那个大喜的信息那个任务之后
After the shepherds has received the joyful message and the mission,
他有几个的表现
There are a few outcomes after they are receiving that we can learn.Let us pay attention to them. I hope all of us can pay attention to this. You know, there are three levels of listening to sermons. Do you know what are the differences of these three levels?
有些人呢，听到了，是听过了。
Some people, when they hear the sermon, they just heard it.
所以大家都今天呢，你都听过了老牧师讲到了。
And therefore, I can say you are here. You have heard Pastor Lowe's message.
因为你都在这里。
Because you are here.
那你是第一个层次。
So that's considered the first level.
那第二个层次呢
？How about the second level?
是听懂了。
That second level is you understand it. You understood it.
这个就很难说了。
Then this is a little bit difficult.
我不晓得听过之后呢，你们懂不懂？
I wonder whether once you have heard it, whether you understood it or not.
没有考试的嘛。
Because there is no examination afterwards.
这是很在乎你们自己啦。
So it's all up to individuals.
不过呢，我希望呢，你们不但听过了。
And yet, it is my hope, not only you have heard the sermon,
听懂了,
you have understood the sermon.
还有第三个 level.
And yet, there is a third level.
你想是什么呢?
Do you know what that is?
那是听活了,
活,
对生命有帮助的。
That is, the message become alive in your life.
就说你吸收了。
That is, you have absorbed, digested.
像一个面包。
Just like a piece of bread.
一块牛排
a piece of steak.
你看过了。
You have seen the steak.
It
has nothing to do with you. Even you understand what that is. It's not enough. And yet you need to eat it. I digest it.
对你的生命就有帮助了。
It will become something nutritious to your life.
那现在这个部分呢?
Now when we come to this part.
我是希望你们能够听活了。
What I hope is this message can become alive in your life. So it can become something nutritious to you. It's good for you. It will be good for the church as well.
好，我们来看看这几个牧羊人呢，听到了天使的话，产生了什么的结果呢？
So let us see what are the consequences after the shepherds have heard Angelic's message.
我们来看第十五节。
Let us pay attention to verse 15.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
这里说，众天使离开了他们，升天去了。牧羊人就北起说，我请大家注意的是三个字，北起说。
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, please pay attention to the word, say to one another.
彼此说的意思是什么呢?
What does it mean, say to each other?
就是他们听到了这句 这个大喜的信息天使报告之后
That is, once they have heard the message from the angels,
他们就有反应了。
They did have reactions afterwards.
不单一个人有反应。
Not only one person has reaction.
什么叫彼此啊？
What does it mean, one another?
彼此的意思就是要两个人啊。
One another means at least two.
这里是所有的人，他们彼此来说。
That when it says say to one another, that means all the people there.
彼此说，我们往伯利恒去。
Let's go to Bethlehem.
这是一种反应。
This is a reaction.
一种回应。
There, this is a response.
这个好重要。
This is very important.
我真是这样想啊，假如我们弟兄姐妹每次讲完道、听完道之后都有 action.
I hope that everyone who have heard the sermon may have an action afterwards.
啊，这个教会这个兴旺就不得了了。
Then the church is going to grow.
这个彼此的意思就是不是一个人说。
What does it mean, let's?Let us means not only just one person say that.
我来建议这件事情。
Not just one person make the suggestion.
但是没有反应的。
And it's not saying just one person say and there's no reaction.
但是没有用的。
It's meaningless.
比方
，It's futile.
要提议什么事情。
For instance, if George suggests a thing,
请大家说赞成的举手。
And I ask, and George say, whoever agree, please raise your hand.
没有人举手。
And yet there is no one raise their hand.
不赞成的举手。
And say, if you do not agree, please raise your hand.
没有人举手。
And yet there's still no one raise their hand.
那下次他就不建议了。
And then later on, he won't make any suggestions.
没有人建议了。
Because no one care.
这个就是一个。好像死去的教会。
And this is like a dead church.
你跟那个死人讲话有用吗？
Is there any meaning when you speak to a dead person?
告诉他你赞成吗？
And you say to the dead person, say, do you agree? Raise your hand.
他不会举手。
He's dead. He won't raise his hand.
不赞成也不举手。
And even he doesn't agree, he won't raise his hand.
所以教会假如没有一种彼此的一种反应、一种共鸣的话，慢慢慢慢教会就会。
If a church has no reaction to one another, there's no resonance from the message, then gradually the church is going to quiet down.
当你看到教会有建议、有回应的时候，那个教会一定慢慢慢慢会建立。
And therefore, when you find out there are some issues raised and people respond to it, and gradually the church will grow.
你知道了，角声这个三十几年来了。为什么有这些发展？
Do you understand why CCHC began to grow through the past three decades?
理由好简单。
The reason is very simple.
我们开始的时候了，我们的团队还是很小。
When we began the ministry, our co-workers, members are very little.
那但是我们其中有一个叶牧师啊。他好多好多建议的。
And yet, at the time we have a person, Pastor Ye, he had many creative ideas.
好多 ideas.
So many ideas.
啊，我，但是我有一个好处呢。
And I also, there is something good about me.
他有 idea 出来的时候了，我也好高兴了。
Whenever he raised any new ideas, I was excited too.
因为 idea 是好宝贵的。
Because ideas are precious.
所以我都是跟他一起来做。
And therefore, I co-work with him.
不过他有个缺点。
And however, he also has a shortcoming.
三分钟热度。
That he was in short of his passion.
不过这样好有好处啊。
And however, this is also good.
所以他有一个 idea 出来，那我就帮他一起做。
And once he raised some ideas, I work with his ideas.
然后他就不做了。
Then he will.He will stop.
那我就继续来做。
And I carry on his ideas.
我要找别人来一起做。
I also find others to carry on the idea.
然后他又有 idea 出来了。
And then he will have something else new.
我又觉得给他鼓掌。
And I would like to give him applause.
一起来做。
Let's do it together.
然后呢，你知道了，我有一个信念的。
And yet I also have a belief.
你开一个打球的球场。
When we open the field for playing ball, when we create the field and people will come and play, do not be worried about it.
好像今天呢有个平台
Just like when today, if you create a platform,
人家就来这里做事了
then people will come to the platform and start to work.
记得吧 Google 这个平台
And let's say Google is a platform. Facebook is another type of platform. I think this is great. And so when in the church, let us not say when we see someone's new idea. And you say, oh, this is very good. And then why don't you just do it yourself? And this is no good because no one will raise any suggestion. Because whoever raises ideas, they need to do it. And therefore, it is very important to do it corporately. What does it mean corporately? That is, when someone raises an idea, and someone will come along and support it, and someone will try to work together. I think making a suggestion is great. And also encouraging one another is great. Of course, when you raise it, it's because you have heard the calling from God. You have seen how God has revealed in your life. You carry out a mission. You have a burden. And therefore you respond with an idea. And therefore listening is an important element of working together corporately.
好不好？我们来学这个功课。
Why don't we learn about this lesson?
我希望在教会里面多点有 idea 的人。
I like to see more people and more ideas in the church.
为着爱教会的缘故，为着发展福音工作的缘故，有好多好多的。
Because of the love of the church and love of the evangelist.The mission, let us have plenty of ideas.
然后呢，当我们听到有建议的时候，我们愿意同心来支持，来帮助。
Once we hear the ideas, let us support and resonate through our action.
这是好宝贵。
This is truly precious.
我觉得是一个，我不晓得国语怎么讲啊，广东话是说杯壳啊，蜜。这是一些重要的一个怎么说啊？秘诀。秘籍。
I would say this is a secret of success.
虽然好像好简单。
It seems simple.
但是好重要。
And yet very important.
试试看。
Try it.
好，第二个地方呢
？Secondly.
也是十五节。
Also is in verse 15.
所以说，牧羊人。彼此说，我们往伯利恒去。
The shepherd say to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem."
我们往这三个字。
Let's go.
这三个字也好重要啊。
Let's go. Important phrase.
当他们彼此说的时候
，That is when they say to one another.
那个建议是什么呢
？What was the suggestion?
那个建议就是我们往。
The word says, let's go.
结果呢，他们真是一起去啊。
And truly indeed, they all went.
我读这个圣经呢，我就想起雅歌，旧约的雅歌，一段很特别的圣经。
And which remind me a very special passage about Jacob in the Old Testament.
雅歌, a song of songs.
A song of songs, a word in song of songs.
这个是一段很好的圣经。
This is a very good passage.
我希望呢，我们来找到哈，就是诗歌书的最后，箴言的后面。
After
传道书的后面。
After Ecclesiastes.
这个雅各书
Song of Songs, Song of Songs, chapter 2,
9到13节
verse 9 to verse 13,
9到13节。这里呢是一个，你记得雅各书了，是讲一个男女之间的一种感情，代表上帝与人的那种感情的。
If you know Song of Songs, it describes the love between a man and a woman, which describes the relationship of our God Creator to us human.
我来读给你们听哈，有英文哈，有没有？
Yeah.
第九节
，verse 9.
我的良人好像羚羊，化像小鹿，他站在我们墙壁后，从窗户往里观看，从窗棂往里窥探。我良人对我说：“我的佳偶，我的美人，起来与我同去。”啊，这个第九节到第十节。
So verse 9 to verse 10, my beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Look, there he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, peering through the lattice. My beloved spoke and said to me, Arise, my darling, my beautiful one, come with me.
这个是一个良人呢，邀请他的这个童女啊，这个新娘啊，来一起去。
This is an invitation given by a man invite his young bride to come with him.
这是这样一种的彼此相爱的那种关系里面呢。
It's a daring, it's a very dear invitation in this loving relationship.
他形容呢，他说我的良人呢，好像羚羊，好像小鹿。
It described that my beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag.
他站在那个墙壁后面，在那个窗后面来。观看
that he stands behind our wall, gazing through the window.
你知道这个描述什么吗？
Do you know what is the description here?
你
about
年轻人大概比较容易明白，我们年老就快些。
Perhaps young people can appreciate a little bit more than us old people.
我希望我能够讲得清楚。
I hope that I can truly express this well.
这个像什么呢？
What is this like?
像呢，你很喜欢一个女孩子或者一个男孩子。
It is like you truly like a person, whether a young man or young woman.
但是你不敢呢，向他开口。
And yet you are so timid to express your love for the person.
然后呢，你就知道他每天几点钟都在那个车站等车的。
And yet you understand that person always come to a particular bus stop at that particular time of the day.
然后呢，你就远远的来看住那个男朋友或者女朋友。
And you stand far away gazing that station, hoping to see the person appear.
这个就是一种这样的描述。
And this is the description right here.
然后呢，那个良人后来的就鼓起勇气就跟他说，好，我们起来，我们一同去。
And finally, the young man start to have courage to say to the young lady, "Let's go."
当然，这里不是说我刚才讲那种情况啊。
Of course, this is not exact to the passage I mentioned before.
他们的心情，当时的心情是这样的一种心情。
But rather, this is the description of the feeling and emotion at the time.
那个与我同去本身是一同来关心一些的事情。
When the scripture say "let us go" means that is pay attention and pay full attention to the same thing together.
我很想大家知道的。
I truly hope everyone can understand this.
我们的神
，Our Lord，
他好喜欢跟我们一起来关心一些事情。
He truly hopes that we all can pay attention with him on something important.
而且，假如我们教会弟兄姐妹 我们能够一同来关心一些事情，这是生命中最大的事。
If all brothers and sisters, we truly pay it on the same thing together, this will be a great joy in life.
这个可以试试看。
We can try it together.
好像呢，我很快就到中国去了。我这个1月1号呢，我就坐飞机到中国。
For instance, I'm about to go to China January 1st.
我去中国做什么呢？
And what was the purpose of going to China?
其中一些任务了，我是要看看那些离开那个儿童村的那些孩子的情况。
I want to see the children who have grown up through the orphanage we have established in China.
那我也去广西，先去厦门，后来我去广西也是看看那个在儿童村里面的孩子的情况。
I want to see how they have became after they have grown out of orphanage.
那我的心情是怎么样的呢？
And do you know what's my emotion?
我的心情是好快乐的。
I have a feel of joy.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这是我可以跟神他交付我的任务。我们都同样关心一件事，就是那些孩子的情况。
Because I can communicate and share with God that the mission has given to me how I raise those children.
这个是非常重要的一种感觉。
And this is a truly great emotion we need to pay attention to.
我在读这段圣经下面你就明白了。
After I read down this passage, you can appreciate more.
他说因为冬天以往雨水止住了，地上的百花开放了，百鸟鸣叫的时候已经来到了，斑鸠的声音在我们境内已经也听见了，无花果树的果子渐渐的成熟了，葡萄树开花放香，我的佳偶，我的美人，起来，我们同去。
See, the winter is past. The rains are over and gone. Flowers appear on the earth. The season of singing has come. The cooing of doves is heard in our land. The fig tree forms its early fruit. The blossom vines spread their fragrance. Arise, come, my darling, my beautiful one. Come with me.
那个意思就是说，我们以前种下来的无花果树现在我们来去看看，因为大概已经结果子了。
Let us all come and see the outcome of the fig tree we have planted before.
雨水已经过了，冬天已经过了，是时候我们要看看我们的葡萄园，我们以前种的葡萄现在的情况怎么样。
The winter is past, the rains are over. Let us all come and see the vine, how they have become.
所以能够邀请有一同去关心一些事情呢，那是个最美好的感觉。
So it is a great, truly great joy that if you can invite someone to share your feeling and see the result of your labor.
我举个比较可能跟你们有关的地方吧。
Maybe I should give an example that you can relate to.
比方你们曾经为一个刚刚信主的朋友带他们信主。
Perhaps you have helped a person to know the Lord and accept the Lord.
我们花了好多心血，我们花了好多时间来帮助他信主了，也在主里面有开始他的新生命了。
We have spent so much labor and time, the person began to receive the new life in the church.
假如啊，比方说，我跟
For example,
就重新做了这件事情。
For example, I work with George for this particular mission.
然后呢，我们就觉得，哎呀，现在差不多时间了。
And we say to one another, it's about time.
那我就约 George, 好不好？我们一同来关心，一同来看看他成长的情况怎么样。
Then I set the time schedule with George to say, let's go and see how this person has become.
你觉得这个是一个很好的一种感觉呢。
Don't you feel this is a great feeling?
假如我们弟兄姐妹在教会里面，我们大家都同心来关心某些的工作。
If a brother and sister in church, we truly pay attention and care for particular mission.
一同的努力为那个施工啊工作来付出了代价。
And we all come together and put our effort and endeavor for that particular ministry.
然后呢，我们就对弟兄姐妹说：“好，我们一起来去看看那个。”
When the time comes, we invite one another, say, brother and sister, let us go see how it has grown. Let us go. And this is a great relationship. I hope that we can have such relationships in the church. And how can we make this happen?When we do it with same heart together. Or when we come together and listen to God's command together. Or when we all receive the same idea together. Then we can all go together.
This is 教会最美好的一个一种的关系
And this is one of the most joyful relationships in the church.
最后了
Lastly,
我们来看第十七节
Verse 17.
第十七节
Verse 17.
这里说、既然看见就把天使论解孩子的话传开了
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had being told them about this child.
我请大家注意的是三个字。
I want you to pay attention to a particular phrase here.
传开了。
Spread.
啊，记得吗？彼此说。
Remember, first is say to one another.
我们往。
Let us go.
然后传开了。
Then spread the word.
这是个动力。
This is an motivation.
假如我们能够把福音、上帝的大喜的信息，在这个小城中传开了
，If we can truly spread the good news from God in this little town，
这是一件大事。
This is truly indeed a great thing。
这个应该是我们的目标
，And this should be our goal。
是我们教会存在这里的一个非常重要的原因。
And this is the very reason why this church exists here。
当然最重要的怎么能够做得到传开呢
And yet, there's another thing that's very important that how can we spread this word?
你的信你心中拥有一个负担一个信息一件非常重要的一件事情你才会传开的
It's only because you carry this burden, understand this is a mission in your life, and therefore you can make that happen.
假如有一件好重要的事情
，If there is something very important，
对这个小镇有生死存亡的
，It's very impactful to this town，
life and death，
and you truly believe in it，
你觉得应该这样做
，and you believe that that's something you should do，
就会传开
，then you will do it。
你知道今年呢，是马丁路德改教五百年吗？
Do you know this year is the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther's Reformation?
马丁路德他为什么能够冒着生命的危险来传一个重要的信息，因信称义
And why Martin Luther is willing to risk his life to pass on this message about justified by faith? Because it is utterly important.
以前那个时代是你必须要付好大的代价，你必须要在你的行为上有一个很特别的表现，你永远做不到的那种情况，你来得到上帝的恩典。
At the time, people can only do things in order to earn merit, in order to earn God's favor, which is almost impossible to do.
人是没有办法能够真的得到上帝的喜悦。
There's no way that we can gain God's favor through our action.
因为人走错了路了。
Because people has gone astray.
他们以为我要做了履行了什么宗教的要求，我就得到上帝的喜悦。
People were taught that only after they have performed the religious obligation, then they can achieve salvation.
他们永远达不到那个目标。
And indeed, actually, they could never reach the standard of salvation.
马丁路德深受其害。
And Martin Luther himself was one of the victims because of the wrong teaching.
他从圣经里面看到一个非常重要的真理。
And yet he spot a truth. He was enlightened through the scripture.
那就是因信称义。
That is justified by faith.
完全是上帝的恩典与怜悯。
It is all because of God's grace and mercy.
你只需要简单的信心来信靠上帝。得上帝的喜悦。
All we need is have faith in God's word in order to have favor in God's eyes.
这是清清楚楚写在圣经里。
It was clearly stated in the scripture.
神喜悦那些有信心的人。
God loves those people who have faith.
人非有信，不能得神的喜悦。
Unless you have faith, you cannot have favor in God's eyes.
这好清楚。
It was clearly written.
但人不知道。
And yet, no one else knows at the time.
所以他冒了生命的危险。
And therefore, Luther risked his life.
叫当时的教王啊，教廷啊，下了道命令。
Did you know the Pope at the time they have sent an order?
不是要杀了那个马丁路德。
It's not to kill Luther.
乃是剥夺了除掉了他一种被保护的那种的优待。
But rather take away his the right of being protected because he was a clergyman.
或者是被保护。被人身被保护的权利被剥夺了。
Rather took away his rights.
你知道这个什么意思吗
？Of being an individual. Do you know what does it mean?
就是说，当时他离开那个教廷之后，任何一个人都可以杀他。
That is, once he depart from Rome, anyone could kill him.
有没有道理都可以杀他。
No matter what reason people have.
马丁路德是。若是一个这样的危险的情况
，And Luther, all of a sudden, he fell into a very vulnerable and dangerous situation.
不过幸亏他有好多好朋友
，And fortunately, he had many good friends.
所以当他离开教廷之后
，And therefore, when he left the church,
那些人就把他好像给他掳掠啊，给他掳走了
，And people rescue him and actually kind of.Kidnap him away.
人家以为是 kidnap, 其实是救了他了。
And other people thought he was kidnapped. Actually, he was rescued.
后来他就有机会把这个因信称义的道传开了。
And only later on, because of this rescuing, he was able to spread the truth of justified by faith.
所以那个重要的地方就是上帝的显现。
So the important thing and critical part is the appearing of God.
你留心。聆听、留心他在你生命中所做的一切。
You pay attention to what God has done in your life.
你拥有一个 message, 一个信息。
And now you possess a message in you.
是你相信的。
It's what you believe.
是真诚相信的。
It's you sincerely believe it.
是我们教会都相信的。
That our whole church believing in it.
然后我们就可以。
And we can all come together and preach it.
我讲一件事给你。
I want to share a story with you.
我三十五年了，脚伸，我一口气走了三十五。
I have devoted my life to CCHC 35 years.
建立了好多工作。
I have established many ministries.
没有经济的能力，没有人，什么都没有的时候开始。
We did it through no financial background and no influential people.
但是有一个很重要的事情。
And yet there is one critical part.
就是我在开始大概一年之后。
That is when I started about 1 year.
以前我都想一个普通的开布道会啊，做个人布道啊，派单张啊，这种方法。
At the beginning, all I had was a very traditional way to have an evangelistic meeting or pass out gospel tract on the street.
但有一天。
And yet one day,
当我感到灰心, 孤单的时候
，when I was truly lonely and frustrated，
神在我心里面放下一句话
，God spoke a word in my heart。
我另外有羊，不是这个圈里面的。
I have sheep not in this pen。
我必须领他们来。
I need to lead them.
就是因为这句话
because it's a word.
我就把整个角色的那种工作的方向改变了。
I have a totally different revelation. I changed the course of the ministry.
我是用一个牧羊的心情目标来计划所有。
I start to plan and strategize the ministry as a shepherd.
所谓牧羊，就是你要寻找。你要喂养，你要保护，你要医治你的羊。
What is the heart of shepherd? That is, you need to seek, you need to find, you need to feed, and you need to and protect the sheep.
这是目标。
And this become my mission.
这是我的心灵里面的一种领会。
And this is an inner understanding of my heart.
所以是有力量。
And then I carry out with power.
我不敢说我传开了。
I won't dare say I indeed spread the word.
但是呢，却是传到好多的地方。
But I can say the word has been spread through many places.
所以，假如你要做得到传开了
，If you we truly want to achieve the goal of spreading the word,
我们教会要做一件事情。
That we need to do a thing together.
神要我们的教会在这个地方要做件什么事。
We need to ask, what does God want us to do in this community?
什么是最重要的?
What is the most important thing?
我们一同彼此交通。
That we all come together.
彼此说。
And let us talk.
我们一同去做。
And let us say, let's go together.
然后,
And then we can spread the word.
我希望弟兄姐妹能够从今天的话语中得到帮助。
I hope you have been helped through today's message.
这是牧羊人的所传的。
And this is a message from a shepherd.
每个人都可以做。
Everyone could do it.
好，我们一起低头。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，感谢你赐给宝贵的话。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for your precious word.
我知道你是创始成终的神。
We know you are Alpha and Omega.
今天早上你怎么吩咐你的仆人传出这个信息？
How you have commanded your servant to spread the word.
我相信你会继续的工作。
I believe you will continue to do the same.
我所求的就是主啊，你给弟兄姐妹一个愿意去聆听顺服的心。
I pray that brothers and sisters have a willing heart to listen to your words.
留心你的显现。
To truly pay attention of your appearance.
留心你的话语。
Pay attention to your words.
主愿你自己工作。
And Lord, may you do your own work.
我希望这个教会能够有刚才所提到的几种的特征。
I hope this church can carry out the characteristics I mentioned.
就是能够彼此有交通的时候。
That is, we have a time of communion.
要彼此能够一同前往的时候。
We have a time of marching forward together.
你知道我们能够把美好的信息在这个小城中传开。
Until we can spread the word in this little town.
求你帮助。
May you help us.
随听我们祷告。
May you listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.